Good morning. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Wednesday, February 8th. In the news this morning, overnight ELOT prices were March corn up 0.75 cents at 674.25, March wheat up 2 cents at 751.75, and March beans up a dime at 1525. We were a little bit higher overnight. The Russians came out and said that the Ukrainian export corridor deal isn't working, that too much grain is headed for the EU. So, you know, they made the comment the other day that they weren't going to interfere in the grain markets, and I said I thought it was absolute nonsense, and here they are interfering again with these kind of comments. But, you know, we were a little bit firmer on it, but nothing spectacular. The beans were up a dime as the meal tended to rally. It was up $5 a ton. Crude oil's basically steady. The bean oil is basically steady, but the crude oil is up a dollar. Yesterday it was up $3, and that helped rally the bean oil significantly, but doesn't seem like it's going to give it much help here today if it's only up a buck. Stock market's down about 100 points after the speech by Biden last night. Metals are higher. So, you know, between the beans and the metals and the crude oil, I think, you know, the grains will start off higher. Do the funds really want to add to their long positions going into this report? I really don't see that. We're going to have a huge Brazilian crop out here. And I just continue to believe that when it's all said and done, as this harvest moves forward, which it is doing, that there's going to be plenty of beans around. The WASDE report comes out at 11 o'clock. They're looking for corn stocks up 20 million, bean stocks up a million, wheat up 11 million. Brazilian corn up 500,000 metric tons. Brazilian beans only up 100,000 metric tons. I think that's way too low. I think it's going to be 154, 154.5 when it's all said and done. The Argentinian corn down 3.9 million metric tons. The beans down 3.3 million metric tons on the average guesses, leading us to world stocks down 1.6 million metric tons in the corn and the beans down 1.4. So, you know, all eyes are going to be on these Argentinian numbers out here. But, you know, it's still a stocks number for U.S. grains. And we can see some surprises out here. But, you know, nobody's really focusing on that at all. You know, my guess is that any knee-jerk reaction higher, you know, the commercials are going to sell it because they know how many beans are out there. And I just don't see us selling much out here. This is now the eighth day since we've come back, or the Chinese have come back from the Lunar New Year, and we haven't seen one bit of Chinese buying out here. Now, the export shipments have been strong. They're shipping what they've bought, but we don't see any new sales out here. And I continue to believe the Chinese are going to try to avoid it. We've got the whole Chinese balloon situation. So, you know, I think it's a bit of an issue, and I think the pros will, you know, sell a rally sometime in the first 15 or 20 minutes of any rally that we see out here. So, again, I maintain a bearish stance in corn and beans. I think the Brazilian crops are going to be huge, offsetting a lot of what's happening in Argentina. And I think Argentina is improving. The weather there, it's going to be hotter this week now, but there's plenty of scattered rains around, and that, you know, just little 10 and 20% chances. There are 50 to 60% chances in a lot of areas, and those rains will certainly help. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-GT-HEDGE.